This morning, it sounds like you have
planning for our annual summit that takes place each year. This year it's going to take place on September 7th at the Bartlesville Community Center, and we're actually in the process of reaching out to speakers and figuring out, you know, topics that we would like to cover over the summit to make sure that the Bartlesville needs are. Including myself, are going to be going to a training in Georgia at the end of February. And that is going to be the suicide, survivors of suicide leadership training. And that will cover topics to help our community. We are survivors of suicide support group that takes place every the second Thursday of every month. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll have some new members that are able to train and support our community.
Absolutely. And if someone was curious, you mentioned speakers at the summit. What all happens there? What will be happening at the community center in September?
So what happens is usually during the day we have, for community members as well as professionals, we have trainers that come in and they speak about certain topics. This year I'm really hoping to get some focus on teens and adolescents in our community. And then in that evening we always open it up to all community, and the evening is a free event, and we have a topic that will take place, and anyone is more than welcome to attend during the evening session.
Talking with Amber Thompson, she is the chair of the Washington County Suicide Prevention Center, a community connection here on K1. You talked about summit and training, and I know that Melissa, you were talking about the wellness initiative and how that encompasses suicide prevention.
Right. So one of the reasons the summit is so important, as well as the survivors of suicide loss group, when you begin to look at how to prevent suicide, in our county, suicide is in the top 10 leading causes of death. And in some age groups, it's the second leading cause of death. And so raising awareness is critical, as well as providing support to those who have lost a loved one to suicide. And that can be any one of us. It doesn't matter what our relationship to someone is that died, it's the impact that it had on us. And when we lose a loved one to suicide, it impacts lots and lots of people. It's like a ripple effect. And so it's critical that we raise awareness about the issue about suicide, that we dispel the myths and misconceptions. The more we begin to talk about it, you know, it's like cancer used to be. People don't want to talk about it, but it's a very real concern in our county, and that's part of what the Suicide Prevention Coalition is all about, is beginning to address and put into place strategies that help save lives.
And I think probably having it on a local focus makes it more real too, I would guess. I know sometimes even when I think about that, you think about it being, well, that's other places, not necessarily here in our state, or especially in Bartlesville or this county.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When we do trainings, which we do what's called a question, persuade, and refer training, and that is for the average citizen in our community, and basically it teaches them how to talk to someone that might be suicidal and how to get them help. But in the audience, we'll often ask, how many of you have ever known someone that died by suicide, or they knew someone that had thought about suicide, or had even attempted, and almost every hand in that room goes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Talking with Amber Thompson and Melissa Jenkins, Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition on K1. What else would you guys like to talk about this morning?
Well, I wanted to mention too, so with the Wellness Initiative, we're an umbrella organization, and what we do basically is do community needs assessments and then put together partners to take action on needs that are identified. And so another epidemic that has come up that we work hand in hand with suicide prevention is the unintentional poisoning, actually, through painkillers. And what's happening in Washington County is we have this very high rate of death by unintentional. So with suicide being an intentional death, overdose is an unintentional death. And we, according to the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, at one point we had the second highest death rate according to our population, which again, I know surprises a lot of people. But a lot of times when you get a prescription painkiller, and you may not realize how addictive it can be, and if you can take those medicines in a certain way that that are not prescribed the way that you don't take them in the way that the prescription says, you can go into an overdose situation. And so we are trying to raise awareness about this issue as well, so that people understand and recognize the signs of an overdose. Hydrocodone, for example, is the number one painkiller that is killing a lot of Washington County citizens, as well as methamphetamine and methadone when they're not taken correctly. And there's another drug that has been extremely helpful called naloxone, and it's an overdose reversal drug. And a lot of times you're used to emergency personnel administering that through an ambulance or through the ER situation. Naloxone is now available to anyone, can go in and buy it. The governor signed into law where it's available now in pharmacies.
And I know that, I think we even have a PSA running on some of our stations about kind of the dangers of painkillers and stuff like that. If someone was listening that knows someone who got prescribed one of those, what's something to look out for? What are some tips?
Well, certainly when you have slowed breathing, very shallow breathing, your skin can turn an ashen color, and it's almost like a snore sounding. I don't know if you've ever seen someone on pretty extreme painkillers, that they can appear pretty out of it. Sometimes they even doze off and things like that. And those are certainly signs to look for. Our website, www.wcwiok.org, we have a whole section on it called Be Responsible, as well as access to all of our work groups, including the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition.
And Amber, you had talked about process of getting speakers and stuff like that for the summit. If someone was listening and wanted to speak with you or get involved with that, how could they do so?
Best way would probably be email. My email is athompson@glmhc.net. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me, at least to find more information about the summit. It's also probably be on the website as well once we kind of nail down the final final pieces.
And if you could give out the email and the website one more time for us.
Okay, so www.wcwiok.org.
And then email is athompson@glmhc.net.
We've got about a minute left. Anything else you guys want to hit on?
Well, we want to let you know when the Suicide Prevention Coalition meetings are.
Yes, so they are every second Thursday of the month from 11:30 till 1, and usually those are held at the library. Anyone is more than welcome to come. It's an exciting time because we're starting to plan for the summit, which is a huge, huge event for us. So we're looking forward to reaching out and getting help for the community.
Amber Thompson, Melissa Jenkins, Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227CQ Bartlesville.
36 degrees. Good morning. We've got about a few more seconds until the top of the hour, and we'll have the ABC and the CBS News, I should say, rather, coming up on K1. Glad to have you with us. We'll have one-on-one with a professional and also consumer calls coming up during the next hour. Good morning. Temperatures upper 30s, low 40s, expecting highs in the mid-70s today across northeast Oklahoma.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The Senate is scheduled to vote 2 hours from now on one of the president's most controversial cabinet nominees, his pick for Secretary of Education. CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In speech after speech, Democrats implored colleagues to cross the aisle and oppose Betsy DeVos.
We are one vote away.
With two Republicans intending to vote against the GOP donor, Vice President Pence might cast the first tie-breaking vote to confirm a cabinet nominee. Opponents say DeVos knows little about public education.
She hasn't taught in the public schools. She hasn't sent her kids to public schools.
Most Republicans say she'll offer fresh eyes. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
A panel of federal appeals judges hears arguments today on President Trump's order banning entry into the country by people from seven Muslim nations with a history of terrorism. Critics say the ban discriminates against Muslims. CBS's Paula Reed tells us the government denies that, saying the ban is necessary to keep Americans safe.
The government is going to argue that it should be able to continue to enforce this policy while the courts hash out the issue of whether or not it's constitutional. But the state of Washington and the other parties on that side of the case, they'll argue that the government should not be enforcing this policy until the courts decide that it is constitutional.
A Supreme Court justice is bemoaning the partisanship in Congress. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg told a Stanford University audience it's something she'd like to change.
I wish there were a way I could wave a magic wand and put it back when people were respectful of each other and the Congress was working for the good of the country and not just along party lines.
The Israeli parliament has passed a law that retroactively legalizes thousands of West Bank homes that were built unlawfully on private Palestinian land. UN Special Coordinator for Middle East Peace Issues Nikolai Mladenov says the law opens the floodgates to Israeli annexation of the West Bank.
It crosses a very, very thick red line.
A human rights group claims Syria has executed thousands of people over the last few years. CBS's Vicky Barker has that.
Amnesty International estimates 13,000 people have died in mass hangings at Saadaniya prison north of Damascus. Amnesty's Nicolette Waldman.
The overwhelming majority of victims at Saadaniya are civilians, and they actually form the fabric of Syrian civil society.
Amnesty calling on Russia to stop blocking UN attempts to bring Syrian war criminals to justice. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
The city of Boston and New England Patriots fans for miles around are getting ready to hail their conquering heroes with a Super Bowl victory parade.
I got to be right here, front and center, see my team after that game. You know, I have to see them.
The parade's scheduled to step off about an hour from now. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are up 77 points. This is CBS News.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter.